Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Demir Collins, Oregon State's four-star commit running back. He called into the show. Were we still talking to Todd Medina when he called in, or when was he calling in? During the last segment?
Yeah, he called in at the start of the segment following Todd's interview.
All right. So he's expected to get back with us here in a couple minutes. We're waiting on him to call us back. I should have told you to hang on to him if we get him. He is elusive, I'm told, in the open field. Four-star running back, Oregon State kid. We'll have him with us. I also want to point out later in the show, Rob Mosley. If you are an Oregon Duck fan and you follow the Ducks football program especially or the social medias, Rob Mosley does a fantastic job. Formerly of the Eugene Register Guard, now with the University of Oregon, does a fantastic job covering the programs, providing sort of that fan insight and access that I think so often the universities sort of get kind of caught up in telling their own story. I like the fact that Oregon's got a former journalist who was a beat reporter who covered the team who has transitioned into that role. Now, clearly, he's still a university employee, okay? But I like that he understands the landscape of journalism and has worked the job as a beat reporter. And I read his stuff and I follow him because he is plugged in to the university. But Rob Mosley will be joining us to kind of talk about that transition, what goes on at Oregon. I want to ask him, too, about coronavirus testing. He apparently, as part of the University of Oregon staff, would have been subject to that testing. Has he taken the test, and what is that like? Do you know anybody who's had the test, the swab, or any of that? Judah Newby, have you had to take the test? Alabama Adriana, either any of you have you had to take the test?
I've not had to take it yet. I'm interested in taking it, though. I hear the swab kind of hurts, but it's like the best thing that they can do right now.
Yeah, both of my roommates just got tested.
They did.
And one of the roommates have been tested more than once, just I think for work issues. But both of them were negative. They basically said it depends on who you get that's running the test. Some of them
really hurt
more than others.
Right, or somebody a little more aggressive with this. What are they doing? They're swabbing up in your nasal cavity?
Yeah, they go all the way up. And so, yeah, I think it just depends on, like, the person that you get, whether they take their time doing that or whether they just get in, get out.
That's not something I'd look forward to doing. The nasal swab. Like, a deep nasal swab. Can you think of a... That should be, like, criminal punishment.
Are you thinking about doing a test at any point?
No, I don't... What am I... testing. I went online when this first happened. I went online to be like, okay, do I need to take the test? And I went through the checklist. I have no symptoms. I don't travel. I haven't been around anybody who tests positive. I'm in right now. I am in probably the safest place that you could ultimately be in. I am in a bunker that is 6 feet wide by about 16 feet long. It's soundproof. It's nobody else is in here with me. You know, Anna will pop in later in the show in the 2 o'clock hour. So I guess that's it. But I also think, like, I kind of look it around and I'm going, you know, if I was going to design a place where you could hang out and never have to take the COVID-19 test, this would be it. This would be that place. Hey, here he is. I got Demir Collins. Thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
How are you? What's new?
Good. Can you hear me all good?
Yeah, you're good. You're golden.
Okay.
I love it. So you had a workout yesterday. Tell me what a workout is like amid the coronavirus. How much work can you do?
Well, for me, I think there's a lot of work you can do, because when I work out, if I don't want to go to a facility, I usually stay home and I do an hour of core, and I do like push-ups, run a mile at the field, or I run a mile around the block, you know, do some home stuff I can do, because Corona's getting bad again.
You've had a successful career as a high school player. Everybody's really excited to see you go to Oregon State. Can you take us through that decision? Like, you know, have you always been an Oregon State fan, or at what point did you say Oregon State's the right place for me?
All right. So growing up, I never used to like Oregon State. It's weird. Growing up, I was more of an LSU. I was more of, you know, LSU or Duck dude. Then as I started getting older and, like, knowing what teams is which for, like, what players, I started knowing, like, okay, my game fits Oregon State because they greet running backs. They get running backs to the league, and they have, like, one of the best running back coaches, Coach Petrie. That's why I really picked Oregon State.
You know, what did it feel like to finally, you know, commit and make that decision? Because you got a bunch of people asking you all the time, probably, Demir, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? People on social media. What did it feel like to make that commitment?
When I made that commitment, it felt like a real big breath. I was holding on, finally let go. Like that. That's how it felt. Like, everybody happy. Everybody know where I'm going. I don't have to really do any more recruiting like that. I can just focus on me and my game.
The high school season is up in the air, and, you know, people wondering what's going to happen. Is there going to be football? Will it happen in spring? You know, for yourself, if there's no football or if the season gets canceled, do you go to another state and play, or do you just say, hey, I use this time to get myself in shape, maybe I run track, maybe just get ready to go to Oregon State?
Yeah. If there might not be no football, there's a couple possibilities that can happen for me. It's either I could play one more year of football, I can go to a different state, or I can just say, let's get ready, get bigger, get stronger, get faster, and be ready for college.
What does mom want you to do?
She's going to back me up whatever I do, so it's really on me. So if I pick what I want to do, she's going to back me up 100%.
Well, that's a good feeling. That's got to be a good feeling as a kid. Demir Collins is with us, 4-star running back, headed to committed to Oregon State. You know, when you as you grow up, do you have a team in the NFL? Do you have a player who's your favorite player that maybe you pattern your game after?
So as I get older, my team has always been Dallas Cowboys. But as I get older, I got two favorite positions, like running back and slot receiver. And there's a couple of players I like, you know, I would mimic my game after. I like, you know, I like Saquon, I like Zeke, but my all-time favorite is Barry Sanders. It goes Barry Sanders, then it goes Alvin Kamara. Because Alvin Kamara can run the ball, and he can catch it out the backfield.
You play both ways. You like playing defense?
Nah. But it's just for, you know, if I got to play, I'm going to suit up and go play. Or if I got to play, I'm going to play, go out there and give me a pick.
Yeah, but you'd rather be scoring touchdowns than tackling guys.
Yeah, because I'm more of a offensive threat. Like, I can kill you anywhere. I can kill you from the back shoulder handoff. I can kill you from outside receiver. I can kill you from slot. So basically, I'm an offensive athlete. I'm like, that's the dude they're scared of on defense is me when they finally get up there.
Demir Collins is with us. You know, we talk about offense, and I think Oregon State has done a really good job on offense. I think their scheme is creative. I think they are just waiting for players. So I was excited when I saw, okay, here's a kid at Jefferson High School who could go anywhere he wants to go, who has decided to stay in this state. Can that lead to other players in this state choosing Oregon State? Can you be part of that, be part of something bigger?
Man, that's what I'm trying to do now. As me and a few others are committed to Oregon State, I'm trying to get a couple others from the town to commit too. If we can get this rolling, it can be an Oregon show around here, Oregon State show around here. All these Oregon athletes, Portland inner city kids playing for their hometown. That's wonderful.
I think it's been really neat to see Jonathan Smith grow the program. I've not been recruited, though. And you mentioned the running back coach, Coach Petrie, who, yeah, has done a really good job recruiting. And, you know, you're dealing with Michael Petrie as you're being recruited. How much time do you get with the head coach?
It kind of depends off of you. Like, I can text Coach Smith anytime and he'll respond. But, like, it's not as much as your position coach. Like, your position coach, you're going to be with him most of the time in your college career.
In the Pac-12, you know, if there's no high school season, and let's just say if there's no college season, you would presumably head to Oregon State. And do you have you thought about what you'd want to study at Oregon State?
There's a few things. Not really too much stuff. I like business and engineering stuff like that. I like that type of stuff.
You know, the support that you get, obviously your parents care, right? And your friends care and your neighbors care. But when you get outsiders who say, hey, I'm interested in Jefferson High School, or I'm interested in seeing Demir Collins, how does that make you feel when you got people on the outside suddenly looking at Jefferson and going, hey, you know, they got some kids there that can really play?
Really, I don't look at it in any way. I just look at it as, like, there's just more fans recognizing what we're doing. A black group of kids, you know, a black group of kids that just made an organized, making an organized school from nothing to something. It is a blessing. Not too many people seeing that.
I love that. Demir, I really appreciate your time. Are you working a part-time job, too, in addition to everything else? Like, you're a busy kid.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing?
I do a sneaker. First off, I got a real sneaker thing because I'm a sneakerhead. So I like, you know, I get a lot of shoes, and you know, I'm trying to open this. That's one thing I want to do, open a sneaker store, Demir sneaker store. Then I work at a little burger joint around the corner of my own burger joint, so I do some time there and here and there when I want a couple bucks in my pocket.
I love that. If we want a good burger, where are we going?
You gotta stop by Union Burger, MLK Boulevard.
All right. I'm sending all my friends there, and go see Demir Collins. And by the way, what's your prized pair of sneakers? Like, you can only take one pair with you. What are you taking?
My favorite shoes is 3, but it's like, if I wanted to take them somewhere and just go out, probably some Off-White joints like that at the house. Maybe some Off-White ones if I wanted to pull them out.
Love it. Demir, I appreciate you, man. We'll have you back on when you're on campus at Oregon State. Wish you the best, man. Have a great summer.
You too.
All right. There's Demir Collins, Oregon State's 4-star commit. Not short on confidence. Love his confidence. Love that he's got some interests that are outside of football. Got a little taste of his personality there, too. Leave it here. Rob Mosley covers the Oregon Ducks for the Oregon Ducks. He'll be joining us top of the hour. You got the bald-faced truth on the BFT Radio Network. Grab a podcast and subscribe to it as well.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the bald-faced truth.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.